The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
Morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Friday, and this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, 850-437-1620. Beautiful, and she is beautiful, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. Always has a smile on her face when she comes in the studio, and she is the owner of Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So this is
Thank
a perfect day.
Yes.
Friday, getting ready for the weekend.
Yes.
We want to unwind and relax. I'm thinking a little acupuncture might be able to help that,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, well, it helps many things. So, yeah, we help a lot of people with chronic conditions, those difficult to treat. They've tried everything, chronic pain, peripheral neuropathy, autoimmune disorders, digestive disorders, and then also we have been seeing a lot more women's health, like infertility and menopausal symptoms as well. So fatigue, stress, inflammation. We really look at the whole body, mm-hmm. and don't just look at you as a body part. So I have been a nurse for over an RN for over 20 years and an acupuncturist for over 10. And so I like to integrate both Eastern and Western medicine to treat my patients.
I think that's so important because nowadays people are on different medications. There are things
yes.
that would affect their treatment.
Yes.
And so the fact that you have that additional Western medicine knowledge,
yeah.
that's really huge because there are some, not to put them down, but there are practitioners out there that do not have that knowledge.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
so I think
so it's nice because I can, you know, if you do have labs or if you do have an MRI or CT, and a lot of my patients, of course, have gone through all of those different tests and they bring those in and then I can look at that and it helps me to better treat the patient and get better results.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the things that you're seeing right now? We were both laughing. We both walked in and went, allergies.
Yes, allergies. Oh, my gosh.
My voice, I think, is about 2 octaves lower this morning.
I know. I was fighting it for a long time, too, because I feel like a lot of people don't have allergies for a long time, and then all of a sudden, this is brutal.
Yes.
Like, it has been brutal. A lot of people, you can't go outside. You're coughing. You know, you're having shortness of breath. And then people that already are immunocompromised or have respiratory issues, this really puts them over the edge. So we do treat allergies. We treat food allergies and also respiratory allergies. But a lot of times we can treat the symptoms now. But a lot of times if somebody has chronic allergies, I usually tell them, okay, let's build up your immune system and let's get you in. And a month before mm-hmm. all of this just blooms, everything blooms. Because then you have a better resistance. Your body can fight off a lot of, you know, all of this, that's all of the blooms and pollen that's going on. Because, yeah, it is pretty brutal out there for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes perfect sense. So talk a little bit, Rebecca, about Dr. Rebecca, about the process of acupuncture and how it works. Because
yeah.
we were just laughing because there are things that people find objectionable.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just revealed that last time I went, which was years ago, I have to confess,
yeah.
the needles were very big. They were
yeah.
long. So you said you just had a patient this week
yeah,
or something?
Yeah. It was, and it kind of took me off guard because I was like, what? Because so I was treating neck pain and neuropathy, and he was like, whatever happened to the big chopstick needles? And I thought, what? He goes, yeah, you
the
know, back
ones.
In back
I
in the
exactly
80s and the
about.
90s.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, how do people perceive acupuncture? And me, you know, it's just like any doctor. You do mm-hmm. it every day, so you don't think to educate people on, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And so a lot of people may not be coming in or may not seek treatment or may, you know, because you do have all of these ideas.
Preconceived ideas, right?
Yes.
What do they call that? Contempt prior to investigation.
Yeah, right, right. So he, I guess there is at one time huge needles.
Yes,
and
yes,
a lot
I
of
remember
people
them. I'm sorry.
are very afraid.
They didn't hurt. They just were a bit long
yeah,
and kind
yeah.
of pointy. So then you would just lay there and they would just be sticking out. Really
yeah.
Out. Yeah. I remember
well,
that.
Yeah. I don't really treat that way. No chopstick needles.
Okay, so bring us up to speed then.
So
Dr.
usually they are hair like hair thin. And we want them, depending on what we're treating. So say we're doing more dry needling, and that is for like more muscular issues. I treat a lot of athletes that would have need dry needling. And then but most of our needles are small. They're whisker-like, hair thin. And that helps me to get to more specific areas in the body because we're trying to activate certain processes in the body. And so we need a thinner, you know, more specific needle that will get to a specific point so we can activate either the neuroendocrine or the respiratory system, you know, just different processes in the body that will help the body heal. 'Cause you don't want to just, I think a lot of people think too, we're just kind of throwing darts at certain places,
right.
But it is a science there. It's a 3,000-year-old medicine, and there is a process and protocols and, you know, science behind it.
And this is kind of probably naive on my part, but is it a connecting energies? Is that kind of what it's like, or the neurotransmitters or the connections that get disrupted?
Yes. So there's a lot of times it's due to inflammation. So especially with pain and stress cause inflammation, and that disrupts a lot of the different systems, especially the neurological and the endocrine system, because we are in fight or flight. So we have to activate certain systems, cardiovascular, we have to rev it up so we can run from the tiger. But if that's constantly going when we don't need it and we don't know how to shut it down.
Which is probably true of everyone today, being in this consistent stress mode all the time.
Yes, and we're getting so used to it. And if we don't know how to shut it down, then it's, you know, we're revving up the car. You know, we're driving with a parking brake on. And so we are ruining the brakes,
clutch,
like
that's
everything.
That's the perfect analogy.
You know, we're ruining it. And if you don't know how to turn that off, then, you know, part of the system's going to break.
Mm-hmm.
And so with our treatments, whether you come in for chronic pain, infertility, peripheral neuropathy, autoimmune disorders, we treat each patient individually for what they have gone through and what their health history is. So somebody that comes in with peripheral neuropathy that it may be caused from chemotherapy or compared to diabetes, I'm going to have to treat each of them a little bit differently than I would, you know, than the same. Because we have to also look at the blood sugar for the diabetics. And then we also have to look at the neurotoxin from the chemotherapy. So it's learning about the person and their health history and then treating them for what they need, not just a specific protocol that fits everybody.
No, that sounds great, because it sounds very comprehensive, and also getting the attention that you need to really get to exactly what is causing the problem, not just putting a Band-Aid on it.
Right. And so we don't use, you know, 10-inch needles or anything like that. So a lot of times you don't even feel it. And I tell people, if you ever do, you know, feel uncomfortable, then we just pull the needle back or pull it out, because we don't want you in stress mode.
Mm-hmm.
Stress, you know, creates cortisol, and then that stops healing. So it should be a very, you know, whatever acupuncturist you do go to, there should be a relaxing component to it.
Okay. We're talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. If you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And if you have a question about acupuncture, maybe you've had a treatment before, or maybe you've actually been treated by her, or you can always text in your comments or question at 850-437-1620. So we've got allergies is one thing that we just were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other things that you're seeing this time of year? Is there anything specific that you see, or is there seasonal things that people go through?
I think, you know, we see a lot of stress-related or around usually the holidays, beginning of the year. This time of year, there can be stress, especially with, I know a lot of parents are getting ready for graduation.
Oh, that's right.
So there's that, you know, there's a lot of stress on kids and even in
the
sports
end of school
and stuff.
And yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. Recently, we have been seeing, like I said previously, we've been seeing a lot of women with, you know, infertility problems. They're going through IVF. So we also support the IVF process, which is in vitro fertilization. And that helps also with the stress because it's a very stressful process. A lot of women today in, you know, they're very career oriented, and so they wait longer to have children. And so, you know, as we get to, unfortunately, you know, once we're 35, we're geriatric, you know.
Right.
So there's more, we provide a lot of support and treatment for that. And there's actually some research about how if you do pair acupuncture with IVF, there's an improvement of like a 60-65% of it being more successful.
That's
with acupuncture.
A high rating.
Yes. It's amazing how well it works on women's health issues. Yeah.
Now, going in a different direction, can it also help with menopause and some of the things that happen as women get older, too?
Yes. Because, you know, menopause is really associated with hot flashes and
moods.
Like, that's all we think about.
But it's more than that.
Oh, it's so much more than that. Because a lot of women are like, oh, now my shoulder hurts. The frozen shoulder is huge for women after 50.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. Because,
describe what that is.
So frozen shoulder is usually you can't lift your arm above your head. It's painful just to move your shoulder. And a lot of times women will get like injections and everything, but the process of that is that when our estrogen drops, we have estrogen receptors in all of our joints. So for some reason, the frozen shoulder is a huge symptom of menopause as well.
Interesting.
And so a lot of people don't know that, but there's
a lot of research
coming out. And especially like knees, you know, you'll start to notice, okay, knees, hips, everything, you know, in 50s, 60s, you're like, what's happening? You know, even women in their 40s are starting to experience more of those pains, fatigue, mental health stuff too. And we see a lot, like, you just can't, like, why can't I handle this? I used to be able, especially moms, you know, in their 40s, you know, you either have teenagers or younger kids, and then you're starting to take care of your parents, and so there's that stress, and they're the kind of the sandwich generation, you know, 50s, 60s, where you're taking care of both. So, you know, we look at the personal things that are going on too, but we're also wanting to treat so people can get out there and, you know, enjoy life instead of just living with it.
Well, fatigue and chronic pain is debilitating.
Yes.
Then you start to slip into depression because you can't do what you used to be able to do.
Yep.
Does it also help you with memory? You were saying,
yeah,
because sometimes as you get older and with the stress, you start to forget things. Why did I walk into this room?
And it's frustrating.
Especially if you're a person that did not ever, that was always on top of things.
Right. And stress causes inflammation. Inflammation causes, you know, inflammation of the brain. And so, especially with our different diet, you know, if we're constantly on a caffeine diet, you know, and caffeine and sugar diet, that will cause, it affects the neurological system as well. But yeah, you know, there's a lot of studies as, you know, especially women age, the brain, areas of the brain do degenerate. So there are things that we do to help. We do ozone regenerative therapy, which helps to just get more blood flow to the brain, helps with memory. Even acupuncture will do, you know, for memory and just more cognitive issues. I have a patient currently that she had a urinary tract infection and became confused and was on a lot of different medications because they thought it was a mental health thing. And so they were able to clear up the UTI, but you know, you still have that fogginess, that brain fog and everything. So we've been helping her to get clear, and she's having really great, great results. So
wow, that's so interesting.
Before, you couldn't really see anything, you know, like she didn't have a lot of expression, and now she's much more vibrant and everything. So yeah, there's a lot of different areas that we touch with numerous patients.
Okay. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, 850-437-1620 if you have any questions. And we do have one. Someone said, can you talk about costs, please?
Yeah.
Gives the people an idea of what treatments would cost and maybe the duration of treatments or how the process works.
Yeah. So when you make an appointment, I always meet with all of my patients just to make sure you're a good candidate for treatment. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I can help you, then we develop a treatment plan. So the costs can vary because you don't want to come in to just try it, just a one treatment. And because a lot of the people that come in have chronic issues, mm-hmm. and it's not something that one treatment can fix, mm-hmm. or even get great results with. So what I tell people, come in, talk to me. We'll go over, you know, what the patient health history is, and what are your goals? Because there's different expectations for everybody. Sometimes people are like, I just want to get 30% improvement, or mm-hmm. I just want to sleep through the night.
Right.
So then it may take 10, 15 treatments compared to like if somebody is like, I can barely walk. I want to walk again. Da, 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 da. So that may take, you know, 20, 30 treatments. And so I try to develop a treatment plan, and so that will make the cost a little bit less so mm-hmm. we can get the results. But I would say to that, I'm sorry, I can't give you a specific price because of it's more important, the treatment plan. Mm-hmm. And so if you come in, we'll do a consult. I'll tell you price. I'll tell you how many treatments, and there will be no surprises before.
What's the typical cost of the consultation?
Consult is $30.
$30? Yep. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Do you have a sort of a price range of treatments just to give people an idea?
Right. Sometimes, so we don't do per treatment. We do like
the whole package.
Yeah, the treatment plan.
Okay, the plan. Gotcha.
And so we'll do payment plans and uh-huh. stuff like that, but sometimes it can be $1,000. Sometimes if we're doing like 4 or 5 months of treatments, right. You know, it can be $5,000.
But that would include all of it. It's not per treatment.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
It's not per treatment. And then if we do need to add, you know, the other things that we offer, like mm-hmm. the ozone, if I feel like, okay, we need to add more microcurrent or adjust, then it's not like here, oh, now we need to add this. We need to, you know, nickel and dime you here.
No surprises.
Right. If you need any supplements or herbal remedies throughout, because the body is going to change over mm-hmm. the month, 2 months, 3 months that we work together. So we might have to adjust the treatments, and not everybody heals the same. And so that gives us the freedom not to be like, okay, now you have to pay for this. Now you have to pay mm-hmm. for this. You know, it just gives us the freedom to be like, okay, we're starting to get better. Now let's adjust this. Let's add this. And we've just seen the outcomes, you know, much better when a patient does commit to their health.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier about the ozone treatment. What is that?
So ozone regenerative therapy, it's a antibacterial, antiviral. So we use different areas. So if somebody comes in with allergies, mm-hmm. there's like a nasal cannula that we'll place, and they just
it's like
sit
a mask,
there.
Like a little.
It is like oxygen tubing.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you see, it's just like goes
right
through
in
their
nose. Gotcha.
So no mask. Mm-hmm. Or if there's people that have issues with their ears, or of course allergies, we do that with too. Headaches. Brain fog, then there's like a little stethoscope, it looks like, so it goes through there. We've also done ozone injections, so we can do ozone into like joints, knee, shoulder, hip, mm-hmm. Low back, and that helps just to regenerate some of the cells and everything in those joints. And that usually takes about 3 to 5 treatments of injections for a patient to really notice the difference.
So if I come in for a treatment, typically how much time does it take? Is it 5 hours or is it 5 minutes or
So if you come in initially, I like to sit down and talk to you for about 30 minutes because mm-hmm. that was one of the biggest things as being a nurse that, I feel like a lot of patients aren't heard. Mm. And sometimes I see drive-by doctoring and you're just kind of like, okay, da-da-da. Because a lot of times MDs in the hospitals don't have time.
Right.
So I want to make sure that I'm hearing you go over everything and that I have all the information so I can treat you correctly. So that would take about a half hour. And then treatments after that would be another 30 minutes.
Okay.
So if it's not a consult involved with the treatment, then we can, it's usually 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yep. About 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Let's see. I've got another question here. Okay. So this person would ozone therapy work on eczema? That's an interesting question.
Yes. I would honestly pair it though with acupuncture or some herbs. Just depending on how long you've had it and how severe it is. Mm-hmm. If we pair the ozone therapy with acupuncture or an herbal therapy, you'll get much better results.
Okay, great mm-hmm. question. Another question we just had come in. I have very high, super high stress levels raising a special needs child, and I'm about 80 pounds overweight because I stress eat. Oh. Can acupuncture help me with this?
Yes. Yeah. And again, it'd be a consistent thing. You mm-hmm. know, I think that's what a lot of, especially caretakers, we forget to take care of ourselves.
Yes.
And so it'd be a consistent thing. You'd kind of have to make that commitment to yourself to be able to come in consistently. So we can make a change in the beginning. And then afterwards, you know, when that stress is high, your nervous system will be able to adapt. Mm-hmm. We can't take away the stress, but we can take away how the nervous system adapts. But right now I'm guessing that she's probably in fight or flight all the time, is
sure.
always on. Her sleep is probably mm. horrible. And so it just takes a few sessions to be able to flip that nervous system off a little bit, decrease the cortisol so you're not like, oh, I've got to eat, you know. And it's not, it's a survival mechanism that we do when we stress eat.
Well, of course, and there's a lot of misinformation about there, because it's not that you have a lack of willpower, mm-hmm. but it's actually a very chemical thing. I mean, your body is craving the food to de-stress.
Yep, because it's thinking that, okay, we're in fight or flight. You mm-hmm. know, we might not get food for a while. So that's why, you know, you release those hormones to make you hungry and you want to eat. So it's adapting and changing that, you know, depending on how long you have been in that, you know, high stress mm-hmm. and taking care of, you know, what you need to take care of. But it's also, you know, like I've said before, you got to put the oxygen mask on, but I understand if you're taking care of a child, it's hard. You
oh,
know?
Absolutely. So give some information then. If someone wanted to come in and have a consultation, how do they get in touch with you?
So you can give us a call at 850-530-1028. And my staff will take care of, you know, scheduling an appointment for you. Or you can look us up at awpensacola.com. And there's a lot of information. There's, you know, blog posts and everything if you have any questions. And then we are at 6706 North 9th Avenue. We're just south of Creighton, on the same side as Sunny's Barbecue and Domino's.
So the thing to do would be to come in and get that initial
yes.
consultation.
Yep. And, you know, and it's not, it's more like education mm-hmm. of what, you know, so you know your options, you know, and if it's not the right fit for you, it's not the right fit for you. But I don't mind you coming in, just talking, and we'll go over, you know, what your options would be, what your treatment plan would be. And then if you decide, that's great. If not, you have information and you're, you know, more educated on what your options are.
Well, we're talking this morning with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. She is with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. And I like the fact that you have both the knowledge of Eastern and Western mm-hmm. traditions and practices, because that really makes a difference, I think, for comprehensive care.
Yeah, it gives me a better understanding of people, too, because, you know, when they say, I've done this and mm-hmm. I've had this radiology and this, you know, and everything. So So, yeah, it makes it better.
All right. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, thanks for being here with
us
on Friday with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Your website and phone number one more time.
It's 850-530-1028 and www.awpensacola.com.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, and you can hear this on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. We'll be back right after the news.